Actually, perceptual constancy means you may remain same ideas when looking at something from different aspects. And the professor gives us two perfect reasons and examples. The first one is the plate. When you put the plate in front of the face, and when you look directly at it, you may think it's just a perfect circle. But how about change the direction? You just move the plate to a horizontal position, and that you think it will change, and the plate will change into an oval one. Of course, the plate itself don't change just because you change the aspects of looking at it. Another example is that if you stand in the big row, in the front row in a big classroom, it looks bigger, and if you stand in the back row in the big classroom, you look smaller. But that don't mean you are changed. That don't mean the professor is changed. The professor is the professor itself, just because you change the aspects. And I think